You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. We should have a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah. Well, because you did. You're like, resources. You're like, Costanza.
Resources.
Costanza.
Or.
We should have one for New Churches.
Nabisco. Like that?
Yeah, exactly. New.
New Churches.
So original, right? I have a great new idea.
Here it is, guys.
Da-dun-dun-dun-da. New Churches. No one's ever thought of that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Trademark, patent. All right, if you can come up with a New Churches jingle and you share it with us online,
we'll send you some good swag. Glorious.
No, yes. And Jason, it can't be you.
No.
But Jason, if you give us a legitimately recorded one that's super good, we'll give you double the swag.
Boom.
And all the Jasons out there, Jason
knows. If your name is Jason,
yes.
Congratulations, you're in on this too.
Yes. But we are talking about a specific Jason.
Yes.
And he knows.
Yes. He knows who he is. Shout out to Jason. And all you have to do is look at us on Twitter and you'll see who Jason is.
Well. Exactly. But let's get into our question.
Let's do that.
Hi, this is Brian Johnson and I'm starting Citrus Church in Winter Garden, Florida. I serve as the lead pastor, and we are 2 months in, and I'm gathering people for our lead team. My demographic and my potential leaders are all 30s and early 40s, and they're fully engaged in their careers, families, and living highly mobile lives, and they're also already deeply engaged in civic groups and sports. I don't want to take these people out of their mission fields. They won't have time to meet just for the sake of meeting. How can I focus our time together, and what adaptive or new models are being pioneered for launch teams? Thanks.
Citrus Church. It just sounds refreshing.
New Churches. To you by the Florida Orange Council.
Not La Croix. Not La Croix. What do you call it?
What are you talking about?
You know, that drink. La Croix. LaCroix, what do you call it?
I call it LaCroix.
You call it LaCroix?
Yeah,
Swill. There is a funny bit on The Tonight Show about that, where they just basically went to people on the street, you know, when they...
And asked them to pronounce it?
No. They basically pronounced it the way they wanted to pronounce it and saw, you know, they would see if people would correct them. LaDuff, LaCruff, LaCroix.
Okay, we're talking about LaCroix. Citrus. It's not that hard to say.
No, but the reason I'm bringing that up is because...
It was refreshing.
I mean, Citrus Church. I love that. I've never heard of a church called Citrus Church. It just sounds... I want to go there. I'm not just saying that. Like, I literally, if I saw advertising about Citrus Church, I would go and check it out.
Well, you're their demographic. You're in your 30s.
Yes, I am. And you're in your 40s.
Why do you have to point that out, man?
You pointed my age out.
I'm about to usurp you in children, though.
Yes, you are.
I'm about to drop quattro.
May the Lord bless you in that endeavor. But what we see here with Brian and the question is just the fact of, I mean, when you're thinking about a launch team, when you're thinking about gathering leaders together in today's increasingly connected, distractive age where there's just so many things going on, especially if you have young kids, like we both do, and they're doing sports, they're doing activities, schools, just everything is there. How do you garner their attention so that they can be a part of such a meaningful thing like a church plant?
Well, I would say, I used to say this about DC, but now I would say it about everywhere. And the cardinal sin there was wasting someone's time.
Mm.
And so whenever you gather people together, do not ever waste their time. Don't ever say, oh, I'm sorry, fill in the blank. Always make sure that you're able to deliver whatever it was you're gathering them for. And if there's a backup plan or anything in place, make sure it is of the utmost, highest quality, follow up well, everything, just because people only are going to give you one chance or maybe two chances tops.
Yeah.
Now, and you can't waste their time.
It's interesting. You bring up the concept of wasting time, right? And time, to think about it, you know, what everyone views as wasting time, I think is different, right? So some people may be like, hey, why are we all still standing around? Why hasn't the meeting started? I feel like you're wasting my time. Whereas another person, everyone's hanging out and they don't feel like it's wasted time. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's an attitude. It's a posture that you have towards what's happening. And I think in both cases, the commonality is that there's meaning, that there's
intention. It's a matter of intentionality.
Completely.
So it's a posture of intentionality to understand I'm going to make sure that I squeeze every ounce of citrusy goodness out of this thing.
I like how you did that.
I'm going to make sure that I'm as intentional as possible. I will not leave any wasted moments. So that if I am going to have a time where people can connect to our community, I'm going to make sure that that environment is as good as possible to meet that end. I'm going to make sure that the time that I allow for that is, specific and measured and watched so that I can then follow up and say, you know what, I think we need more time or less time, or people just aren't connecting the way we want them to. How do we make them connect more? I do think that it's important to understand where I thought you were going to go with that conversation, Daniel, is, you know, we spend more time wasting time than ever before, I feel like, on our phones and in different places, but in traffic or wherever. But at the same time, we feel like we don't have any time, you know, to waste. I mean, it's a weird exchange there, but there's a couple of things that people will always gather together for. One is food. I would take a very, if I was launching a church today, man, food would be one of the things that we gather around. It may even be one of my values. Or part of my vision statement almost, that we are going to gather around food because it is a conducive environment for believers and non-believers alike. And it always, always brings people together and people will just usually have a better conversation around it. So, I mean, you know, there's a reason even when you go to a party, people have drinks and food in their hand because it lowers people's inhibitions and barriers to having good community and conversation. And certainly if you're sitting at a table, that's going to happen.
Yeah, we always make time for the things that are most valuable to us, right? Valuable and meaningful to us. So you're, Brian, and this is for everyone, if you're gathering, yes, a launch team, but also just recruiting new volunteers, right? Or recruiting a team to start a new service, for example, or a new campus. You need to cast vision for the ministry that you are calling them into, that they are not hirelings that are just going to be doing a task, that are just, you know, a box is going to be checked off. No, but that they are a part of kingdom work. So what does it look like for you to cast vision in that way? Number one. Number two, how do you even celebrate and encourage the behavior or the involvement that you desire for your core team or your launch team? All right. So those are some practical questions, practical thoughts, but I wanted to switch the conversation here. Still want to talk about launch teams, still want to talk about just the whole idea of what he can do to engage that demographic of 30s to 40s and help them get that time. I wanted to switch it because the last part of his question, he asked this, what adaptive or new models are being pioneered for launch teams? So recently, if you haven't gone here yet, be sure to go to newchurches.com/core team. We brought a friend in, a great thinker, who Ronnie Parrott, who's actually wrote his dissertation on this. What's funny is Eric Geiger, who is both of our bosses. Well, you're my boss. He's your boss. So
he's boss daddy.
The boss daddy. And we do the 5LQ podcast together, the three of us now on an ongoing basis. But Eric Geiger, actually, he's the one who sat on Ronnie's dissertation committee. as he was defending his dissertation. And after he heard what Ronnie had worked on, and, you know, not only theoretically, but in his church and his experience, he was like, You guys got to get together, whatever it is you need to do something with it.
That's right.
So we dug a little bit deeper and we were like, man, Ronnie actually has something that I have not seen, where it's a scope and sequence. It's a curriculum that you actually invite your potential and future launcher core team into. And it actually trains them to grow in value, to be the type of launch team member that you want, core team member that you want. So be sure to check out that course. That's number one. Number two, Brian, here's one of the easiest ways that you can get started in this, right? There are things that you want to communicate to your launch team. Vision, you want to do that in person. Right? Recruiting, you want to do that in person. But when it comes to, let's say you've identified an individual and they're going to lead the kids ministry, or you've identified a person and they're going to lead the groups ministry, or they're going to lead the worship and arts ministry. Well, there's training that each and every one of them need. And instead of bringing them all together and say, hey guys, we're now going to do a training session on how to do this, or how to lead a worship team, or how to do this and how to do that. Because that's a lot of meetings that are happening over and over again, right? Where you're going to basically be sharing the same things. Maybe you're going to talk a little bit about core competencies. You're going to talk a little bit about role-based skills, but it is that nuts and bolts training. Now, what we're advocating for here is it's all important and you all need to get it done in order to successfully launch your church. However, you don't need to do it all yourself, right? You need to be the one casting the vision, but we have a tool, Ministry Grid, and by the time this launches, I'm pretty sure the new one, actually on the New Churches podcast, we haven't really ever talked about our new version of
There's
Ministry Grid.
New one.
Yeah, there is a new one.
And it's spectacular.
It is. So we'll be sure there's a link in the show notes for that. But what you can actually do, Brian, is yes, cast your vision, recruit, connect, continue to build that launch team. But when it comes to leading a small group and you want to train them, have Steve Gladden do it.
Boom. Yes.
Right? The guy who wrote all the stuff on it. If you want to train someone on how to lead your coaching ministry, Bill Donahue. He's the guy that wrote on coaching. We have him. We filmed them all here in the studio. So have these guys actually do the nuts and bolts training for you. So it's the whole idea of flipping the classroom where you have a high tech and a high touch approach. All right. So Brian, be sure to check that out. And thanks again for listening in. We will catch you next time.